global gaming business podcast, the industry's first and longest-running podcast, now in our 17th year. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we feature a discussion with Demesina Bean, the curator and manager of MGM Resort's art collection, on how the company uses fine art to attract a wide variety of guests and enhance its company's respect. Today's podcast is sponsored by IGT, where the cat's out of the bag. IGT's Prosperity Link wins gold and is named Best Slot Product by GGB's Gaming and Technology Awards. Get this top performer on your floor. Learn more at igt.com/prosperitylink. Steve Wynn was the first developer to use fine art in a casino setting when he built the Bellagio and included a fine art gallery. Since MGM has owned the property, that effort has only increased. Demesina Bean, the curator and manager of MGM Resort's art collection, explains how the gallery introduces many visitors to fine art and also how the company's reasoning for including art in every one of its properties. She spoke with me for the cover story of GGB's annual supplement on non-gaming amenities, Casino Style magazine, in November. Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. My guest today is Demesina Bean. She's the art collection curator and manager for MGM Resorts. Demi, thanks for joining us today. I've been an admirer of the art gallery at Bellagio ever since it started under Mr. Wynn, and you guys have certainly kept up the quality and the acceptance in the art world for sure. So thanks for taking the time to sit down with us today.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about the overall philosophy for presenting high-quality artwork to your customers across the MGM portfolio. You have art in every property of your company. So I'd really like to hear, you know, why you think that's important.
We are an entertainment company. In addition to shows, dining, and hospitality, art is part of that overall experience. Through our efforts, we make public art accessible to 40 million plus visitors who come to Las Vegas each year. Mm-hmm. While MGM Resort's Fine Art Collection is a living organism and has evolved many times over the decades, showcasing a multitude of mediums, we are most focused on keeping diversity, equity, and inclusion at the core of our collecting practices and guest experience. Through our strong commitment to art, we have a unique position to elevate and further the work of historically underrepresented artists and communities. And we have always believed that offering a public platform for art helps to expose audiences to new artistic encounters that may otherwise be inaccessible for our guests and community. And so we are honored to work with artists from a variety of backgrounds to bring new life to our properties and expose our visitors to beauty and culture.
Okay. So is this really something that's just for the image of the company, or is there an actual ROI involved here that, you know, when you purchase a piece of art, you know, it adds to the value of the company?
It definitely adds to the value of the company and becomes an asset, but the real asset is the enhancement that we have for our guest experience and the pairing of art and luxury. Many of our guests are collectors themselves. They appreciate being surrounded by beautiful things. It helps to set us apart from other hospitality companies.
Okay. So when I remember when City Center and Aria opened, there was a huge collection of you know, big art installations outside. Some of them were quite quirky. Others were serious. The piece that's over the front desk at Aria is just stunning. So what was the reasoning behind you know, placing that much art in that environment?
The beauty of Aria and City Center is that this was a moment where you see a pivotal shift in the way that we embedded art into our design. And it really became a pairing of art and architecture. So for instance, with Maya Lin's sculpture behind the registration desk, that is a topographical representation of the Colorado River, which ends in Las Vegas. And as we were designing the property, we approached artists during the construction phase. And I really feel as though Aria and City Center became a model as we continue to develop new properties. So embedding art into and large scale installations into the construction and design of a space has now become standard for us with the onset of City Center and Aria.
Sure.
So now when you go to some of our regional properties, such as National Harbor in Maryland and MGM Springfield in Massachusetts, you will see site-specific installations created specifically for that property, as well as representations of the community.
Sure. So how did you decide, which art pieces get chosen for Aria? I mean, did you have a committee, or how did that work out?
We did. We worked with art advisors, and we had an executive committee that approved the work. And it was really thinking of how we could showcase artists that were really of the time, mm-hmm. such as Jenny Holzer. How could we bring new innovative ideas into the space and works that felt monumental, such as Tony Craig, Maya Lin, James Nairs, and Klaus Oldenburg, and how could we bring works that weren't that were unique and not readily available.
Sure. So let's talk about the Bellagio Gallery of Fine Arts. Again, that is really a high class gallery, recognized as one of the finest in the world. Do you operate the gallery as a typical gallery where you have pieces to sell, or is it really a place where people can come in and enjoy the art, and there is none of that selling going on?
I would say that now there are opportunities to purchase artwork at Bellagio Gallery Fine mm-hmm. Art, but that is more so with our Perrotin store, which is adjacent to the gallery.
Okay.
That is a partnership with Perrotin Gallery in New York, and we do have unique pieces of artworks as well as collectibles ranging from, $20 to over $300,000 for a unique piece. In terms of the art gallery, I would say that it functions a bit more like a museum.
Yeah.
We bring rotating exhibitions. They're museum quality. We partner with museums, galleries, and private institutions to bring unique exhibitions to Las Vegas. It is an intimate two-room gallery, but we are really the only exhibiting space in Las Vegas mm-hmm. that can bring the quality of exhibitions that we bring.
Okay.
So it's very important that the gallery continues to exist and continues to reach to a wide collector base
sure.
across the country and across the world so that we can bring new and exciting things to our community. Mm-hmm.
The cat's out of the bag. IGT's Prosperity Link wins gold, named the best slot product by GGB's Gaming and Technology Awards. A top game performance since being released, Prosperity Link features the player favorite lock and respin bonus and the exciting free games bonus with either scatter or multiplier wilds. Prosperity Link will drive players to your floor with its popular game mechanics. Grab this exciting game while it's hot. Learn more at igt.com/prosperitylink. So when you have a new exhibition coming in, do you ever use it as a player attraction, as something where you allow the players to come in first and then make it a special event for them?
Absolutely. We do try to offer, you know, very elevated experiences for our players and our VIP guests. And we want to create unique and interesting moments for all of our guests.
Right. No question about that. So, you mentioned some of the really world-renowned artists you have in there, but you also said something in the beginning. You were talking about discovering, you know, lesser-known artists. Is that a big focus for you guys?
Absolutely. Yes. We don't want to just own blue-chip artists.
Right.
We want to also help elevate under, I would say, more emerging and mid-career artists as well, and, you know, offer a platform for recognition for them.
Sure. As you mentioned also, you have, you know, these regional properties, you have art in them as well. I know in at MGM Springfield, you know, you tried to, blend into the community. So did you use some local artists and things like that when you decided what to put into that property?
Yes, absolutely. We researched for artists from the region, from the area. MGM National Harbor, we did the same thing as well. To really make sure that we are representing the community. We do that with our Las Vegas properties as well. And I would say in Springfield, we can highlight John Simpson's Indian motorcycle mural.
Mm-hmm.
In National Harbor, we can highlight Margaret Boozer, Martha Jackson Jarvis, and in Las Vegas, we have offered many platforms for our local artists as well as adding them to the collection.
Okay, great. So is the art in all of these areas used to be attraction not just to the gamblers but to the non-gamblers, so that you can bring a wide range of customers into the properties?
Yes, absolutely. You know, much like having the conservatory at Bellagio or the fountains.
Right.
Being able to come to our property and walk around and be immersed in these things, you know, is a very unique experience for a lot of people.
Right.
I remember even my first time staying at an MGM property, I was so surprised to find works by Richard Serra and Jasper Johns, that property actually became my staple property every time I visited Las Vegas.
Okay.
Well before I worked here.
Yeah, okay, great. So how much does like the general manager of the property have any kind of input into what art you install into that property?
I would say that it is a... it is a bit of a checking all of the boxes process,
mm-hmm.
Where we make sure that all of the stakeholders, both property, corporate, and within the art department, and within the venue, are happy with what they're receiving.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So do you believe that the focus on fine art makes MGM a more valuable member of the communities in which you operate?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that us having art helps to elevate the experiences of our community members. We have students that come to visit. We actually had three tours this week,
right,
of school children that came to visit the gallery and experience the exhibition that we have right now. Which is Caledonia. It's a concert and film posters from the Ralph DeLuca collection, and it's a celebration of Black performance history from the 1920s to the 1970s. And as well, being able to come onto our property, which is free and open to the public, and being able to walk around and see works by Klaus Oldenburg and Holzer, mm-hmm. and Enrique Olivera, and not be expected to pay for anything either. That is also a great asset to our community.
Great. And you, I know that you hold receptions and things like that in some of these galleries as well for charitable organizations and things like that. So that must really elevate the status of your company in those communities.
Yes, absolutely.
So thanks for taking.
Players and our gaming customers, we offer those special experiences, which is really important to them as well.
Right.
They can have private tours as well upon their request and anything they need from their hosts.
Sure. Well, it sounds like this is an integral part of the community and also of the company's corporate culture. So it really is an impressive way to really elevate the community, the company in the community. And I think it really makes a lot of sense to continue this and really elevate it as you've done in the past. So thanks for taking the time to me. It's great to really meet you here and to hear about the art collections.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you soon then. Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast sponsored by IGT, where the cat's out of the bag. IGT's Prosperity Link wins gold and is named Best Slot Product by GGB's Gaming and Technology Awards. Get this top performer on your floor. Learn more at igt.com/prosperitylink. To learn more about art and how it's used in the casino setting, visit ggbmagazine.com and learn more about how casinos use design and non-gaming amenities by checking out casinostylemagazine.com. Subscribe to GGB News to get all the news of the gaming industry delivered to your desktop every Monday morning. Sign up at ggbnews.com and use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.